Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 29, 2023. It is useless to argue with nature. Question: if a student does not want to learn, then he prevents the group from receiving light. Can each element knock the whole group out of the groove? Answer: certainly. Therefore, this condition is called avoued, which means mutual guarantee. In a closed system, it is the only way. We are all a closed system, in one single mechanism, one common soul, one organism. You cannot run away from nature. This is how we were originally created. If you are a person, that is it, you are in this system and you cannot do anything about it, not even kill yourself, disappear somewhere, or somehow try to annul it. It will not work. You are in a system from which you cannot escape. You can only consciously bring yourself by your efforts to be an organic, integral element of this system. Now we are driven to this strongly by nature that shows us that we are such particles. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Harm the Group, January 2nd, 2011. Laws of Advancement. The Creator is the single law of the universe, of all worlds. The single law is the only one, unique, and unified. And all other laws are subordinate to it. This law is absolute bestowal in complete connection of all parts of the universe, which are tightly connected into one single organism. 1. There are no divisions, groupings, nothing. This is the single law. We must come to it according to the following law, which is under it: the similarity of qualities, where all parts of creation must be similar to the most important quality, equal to it, and together fulfill this law. No matter what state you are in, you are obliged to realize in yourself absolute bestowal, absolute connection with everyone, and absolute love. This is what nature rushes us toward. The next law is the gradual, purposeful development to the very final state, that is, full compliance with the quality of bestowal. You are being urged on in accordance with the measure of development that you have to manifest. You are given all the conditions to develop yourself. If you, by using all these conditions and the means given to us, develop yourself, you move comfortably, well, and quickly. If you cannot implement these conditions, including everything that is given to you, and it is absolutely clear from above what is given to you, who you are, how you are, absolutely everything is taken into account by this whole closed system in which these conditions are turned on automatically, then you move uncomfortably. Everything depends on the measure of compliance with these conditions. From CabTV's I Got a Call. To Damage One's Destiny, January 21, 2011. Ideal State. Comment: the state of final correction, Gamma Tikkun, is considered the most ideal. My response: we are in a perfect state all the time. We are, but whether we feel it or not depends on us. We just correct our feeling. Why is our method called the wisdom of Kabbalah? We need to learn how to receive the right feeling from the state where we're in. The Creator did not create any evil. He created one absolutely perfect state, but we must gradually reveal it by our own correction. Question: when we reach this state, do we no longer bring contentment to the Creator? Answer: it is impossible to say. Firstly, we will all be there, but we are not there yet. Secondly, as it is written in the sources, then a person still suffers because of his past efforts. But it happens that he calls them back from the past. There are additions, otherwise, the next state will be imperfect. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How to See the Future World, December 29, 2012. Clothing into others. Question: how can you clothe yourself in the many alien images that you see? Answer: When you clothe yourself in other people's images, you begin to feel that they are better, perfect, or at least at the level of perfection, and at the same time you see their manifestation on the earthly level. You already feel two levels in them and then you justify people. Question: is there any limit to how much I can interfere in another person's life? Answer: you can only set an example for another person. It is most important. Beside the example, you help him along the way. Nothing else. You cannot point him toward anything, urge him, or pull him even in a good way. This is what I always talk about as a necessary attitude toward our dissemination, only the passive distribution of material. To the extent that a person rejects or is attracted to our material, there is a continuation of his advancement. He should do it himself. There is no any other way. You can also unobtrusively show him an example of how much you are drawn to the goal, how much you desire it. Let him, if he can, be inspired by it. But only in this way, without affecting him in any way. This is our external influence. As for internal influence, you are the complete master there. Feel him within yourself and try to completely fill him with your content. From CapTVs I got a call. Clothing into others.